Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
Tom and Laura.
Tom and Laura. 94KX.
Okay, so the song is called Get the Party Started, so we might as well. It's Tom and Laura in the morning on St. Patrick's Day. Let's just roll some music. That would be cool.
That works for me.
There it is. There it is.
Perfect.
It is St. Patrick's Day for some. Some say everyone is Irish on St. Patrick's Day. Others disagree. It is the celebration of the death of St. Patrick, not his birth. I don't understand that. He actually didn't drive any snakes out of Ireland. Almost everything you hear about St. Patrick isn't the truth, but we still celebrate St. Patrick's Day, and I treat it as celebrating my heritage. Okay? So there you go.
I probably have like a single drop of Irish in me somewhere.
So,
but there's not much.
I'm 50%, and the other 50% is Scottish and Welsh. So it's that whole group of islands.
There you go.
You had the. Let me see if I can get all that. My grandparents were the last to come over. They must have eaten the last potato during the famine. They came over to this country in like 1931 or something like that. It was the O'Snays and the Macadaras and the Morgans and the Luddens. Those were my four grandparents. They came over, and somehow, years later, I'm on this earth celebrating St. Patrick's Day. So just let me have the day. I promise I won't get stinking drunk and act like a leprechaun or do any of them stupid things that they say Irish people do. I will not. I will behave. I promise.
Wonderful. I'm glad to hear that. Because sometimes, I don't know, you always behave, though. You're all right.
Let's just say I'm not like I was in the 80s, okay? I mean, you know, and I have mellowed into a nice little jolly Irishman. How's that?
Okay. I'm reading about, speaking of jolly Irishmen,
okay.
St. Patrick, I'm reading about him.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so interesting because we're celebrating something that I don't know if the Irish way back in the day wanted. I guess poor St. Patrick was kidnapped.
Yeah.
And he was taken to Ireland as a slave. And then he escaped, but then he came back because he felt called to spread Christianity. So he didn't drive out any snakes.
No.
But the real reason Ireland has no snakes is because the Ice Age ended around 10,000 years ago when the glaciers melted, pouring cold water into the now impassable expanse between Ireland and its neighbors. And, like, the snakes just couldn't get there.
Yeah. So everything... Everything you look up just isn't true. So why don't we just change the name? Oh, here goes Tom again, changing holidays. Why don't we just change it to Irish Day? It doesn't have to.
No, it's still the feast day. It's St. Patrick's Day feast. It's the feast day in honor of the patron saint of Ireland.
Yeah, I guess.
Who is St. Patrick.
But we should celebrate the Irish heritage in our families. We don't have to celebrate a guy that didn't drive any snakes. He actually died on this day, and he actually wasn't even Irish. He was British. I don't know. I don't understand it. It's just so...
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. Giving the world an excuse to sort of dance and drink and feast and have Irish bacon and cabbage and corned beef and soda. I say okay
as well. So I will still call it St. Patrick's Day, but in my heart, it'll be Irish Heritage Day. A late night soundbite coming up later this morning. Jimmy Kimmel tries to explain his thoughts on St. Patrick's Day. This hour, though, Jimmy Fallon is on the way with a late night soundbite. We'll talk more about St. Patrick's Day. And yeah, every once in a while, I'll pull up the cheesy
music.
It's all good. And
where's Michael Flat? What is it, Michael Flatley?
The Lord of the Dance!
where is he when we need him?
I don't know. But this is Tom and Laura in the morning.
94KX.
Tom and Laura, weekday mornings on 94KX.
You Betcha News is coming up next. Mark has that. I just saw him yelling and screaming, running down the hall. I don't know. Maybe the St. Patrick's Day party has started in the kitchen already. I don't know. Anyway.
Hopefully everything's okay, though.
I guess. Sometimes you never know with that little leprechaun. Anyway, Mark's got the news. Rob's got the sports. And AccuWeather on the way as well. Congratulations to Danville's basketball team. First-round winners in the PIAA Quad A round. They beat a Scranton team last night, and they move on. Still no word on whether Shikellamy will be playing Friday or not.
Oh, man.
That definitely is not luck of the Irish. They have a little COVID problem. Qualifying for states for the first time since 1979. And now COVID is among them. So we have our fingers crossed. Our very own Kevin Hurst seems to think it's going to happen. So maybe he's being a little bit too optimistic, or maybe he knows something we don't.
No, I like the optimism. Let us keep hoping that they'll be able to play. Yeah. Figure something out.
Good luck there, Shikellamy. I hope you get to hit the hardwood. News, sports, and AccuWeather on the way. Hey, it's a Tail Wagon Wednesday, isn't it, today?
Yes, indeed. Our friend Jen will be visiting me here in Elysburg. Okay. Word on the street is they've actually, again, at the SPCA in Danville, adopted out all the dogs.
Oh, my. How do you do a Tail Wagging Wednesday without a tail to wag?
I think we might have a swishing kitty cat tail on this St. Patrick's Day, so that's cool.
All right, stay with us. It's Tom and Laura in the morning.
Right here on 94KX. Playing by your rules, everything looks
better with you. Tom and Laura, 94.1 WQKX.
Here's your sign. Here is your sign. A couple and their bridal party on the way to their wedding in a limo, and the limo catches on fire.
Oh, man, how does that happen?
Well, the mother of the bride is trying to explain.
As soon as the air conditions kicked in, they popped. Pop, 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 pop.
And it started bailing smoke. It was engulfed in smoke. It was a matter of minutes to where you saw flames inside the cab, and then the windows blew.
It was traumatic. I was crying the whole time over at the wedding.
That's the voice of Elsa and her husband, Felix Hernandez, mother and father of the bride. It happened this past weekend in California. I don't know about this. It certainly isn't looking
the
Irish.
No one was hurt, right?
No, they just had to pull the limo off the side of the highway. Everybody got out.
Oh, my goodness.
And it burst into flames. Like you heard the guy say, the windows blew out and everything. What do you do? I mean, how do you go on? How do you continue on your wedding day?
I mean, it makes for a great story down the line for your anniversary, telling the grandkids, et cetera. Hey, we got married and our limo exploded.
But at the same time,
I'm just glad no one was hurt. But like, I just am picturing a gigantic interstate and the poor bride standing on the side in her wedding gown.
And people are waiting at the church. And the limo is burning on the side of the highway. I was married once. I told you that. It was a long time ago.
You were?
Yeah.
Who knew?
But you know what? If my limo caught on fire on the way to the church, I would have got out of the limo and I just would have kept walking. You know what I mean?
A sign. Taking it as like a sign from divine intervention
Dude, just keep going. I know you're in a tuxedo. Stick your thumb out and just start walking the highway. Yow.
Yeah, I mean, that's something.
Anyway, it doesn't say here if they went on to get married and everything's okay now. I certainly hope it is for the
And now I have to Google because I need to know.
Because
did they actually end up getting married?
Well, Mom says she was crying all through the church ceremony, so I guess they did. And all right. How'd you like to be the limo company too, huh? Hey, don't worry. We're going to refund your money.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. The video associated with this is bananas.
Google it. Tom and Laura told you to.
My gosh.
And happy anniversary to all involved. It's Tom and Laura in the morning.
I'm just so glad no one was hurt. So glad no one was hurt.
We'll do the real news coming up at the top of the hour. 94KX.
I'm in Laura in the morning. 94KX.
Happy St. Patrick's Day to all of our listeners in Central PA. Here's a good Irish name for you, Laura. Shaquille O'Neal.
No.
I just love his name. I've always loved his name. Anyway, Shaq was on Conan O'Brien last night.
Okay.
And He always tells stories, great stories. He told a story about one time he had to leave in the middle of the game because of an icy hot incident.
I always used to see icy hot in the locker room. And one day I kind of had like a thigh bruise and the guy rubbed it, but he rubbed it too high. So during the game, my little guy started getting hot, like really hot. And it got to the point where I was like, I need a doctor. My little guys are on fire. So he's like, oh, I think I put the icy hot too high. So now I take a shower.
It gets worse, so right? It gets worse.
Yes, it gets worse. So then I'm in there screaming, ah. And there was a Spanish janitor in there. So you got to use milk. Capsaicin is hot pepper. So we Spanish people, when we eat hot pepper, the milk calms it down. So now I'm in the shower pouring milk on my boys. And the guys coming in, they look at me like, what the hell are you doing? But the milk actually worked.
I love Shaquille O'Neal. My little ones, the boys.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Shaquille O'Neal is great.
He is in
movies and commercials that he does.
Uh-huh. And he used to do the Icy Hot commercials, which is even funnier. But
appropriate.
So as we enter this St. Patrick's Day, take the kind words of Shaquille O'Neal and watch where you put your Icy Hot, boys. News is next.
Wow.
Tom and Laura in the morning.
94KX.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Okay, Laura, the quarantoons were back in my studio last night. I decided not to supervise the mission.
Mistake number one.
I know. I have no idea what to expect. The song started pretty funny. It got a little stupid. There may or may not have been some Jameson involved.
Oh. Good quality Irish whiskey,
yes.
Both yesterday and today. I mean, I did try Tuesday, make a drink with some Irish whiskey, so you know.
Yeah, they may have had a few, but they do have a version of Uptown Funk by Bruno Mars.
Okay.
They decided to call it St. Pat's Drunk, so.
Oh, boy.
Here it goes.
The rainbow, a little guy with a pot of gold. This one for them freckled girls, them ginger curls, plaid skirts are pleated. Drinking, linking, thinking it will get ugly. Got my drink on and my green on, gotta kiss myself, I'm so lucky.
Oh, this is good.
I'm too drunk.
Yeah.
I've had four Irish car bombs, man, I'm too drunk.
Hey.
And seven shots of Jameson, I'm too drunk. I just made out with a leprechaun, I'm too drunk. Come and shake my shamrock, honey, it's going down. Leprechaun, I wanna do ya. Wanna get lucky, well, do ya.
No.
Boy, that grin, it runs through ya.
Yeah.
Cause face down drunk like the Irish do. Cause face down drunk like the Irish do. Cause face down drunk, yeah, I'm gonna spew. St. Patty's Day and the pubs are fun. Someone pour me a shot.
Oh.
Someone pour me a shot.
Easy, boys.
Someone pour me a shot.
Come on now, easy.
Someone pour me a shot.
Wow. I think a few of them were still sleeping on the studio floor this morning when
I left. They probably just needed to sleep it off.
Yeah. Good job to the Quarantunes. Rumor has it they'll be changing their name after the pandemic with St. Pat's Drunk, Uptown Funk.
Slancha.
Slancha. Clink your glasses. Why don't you? Jimmy Kimmel with a late night soundbite coming up next. He'll give his thoughts on St. Patrick's Day. And we have a lot of St. Patty's birthday buddies.
Wonderful. It's all coming up and on the way next with Tom and Laura in the morning. 94KX.
Tom and Laura in the morning. At least Tom. We just lost connectivity with Laura at her house in her studio in Elysburg. Is this like luck of the Irish or what? I don't know. We're supposed to do the good news. She may pop in any second here now. It says we are connecting with Laura. Happy St. Patrick's Day to all, whether you are Irish or not. My grandmother used to say everyone is Irish on St. Patrick's Day. There are those who don't agree, but she used to say that. And the wearing of the green was necessary for generations. Today, I am wearing a shirt that I found on the internet. It's got the map of Ireland on it, and it says Cork, really big. A couple of staff members have already said, what's up with the shirt? I said, that's the country of Ireland, and my family comes from the county Cork. Pretty cool. So happy St. Patrick's Day. I am 50% Irish, 25% Scottish, and 25% Welsh. All four of my grandparents came over on the boat in the early 1930s. They were the last from the potato famine. And my parents were first-generation Americans. That's how late we were. We have no connectivity with Laura. This is sad. We just checked again. Nothing? Nothing. So we'll bring you the good news when we can. Four great stories on this St. Patrick's Day. We will bring them to you hopefully next. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
You heard the news.
Striking news. Everyone talking about.
Now the good news with Laura Good.
Hey, hey. I'm back.
Thank you. Welcome back.
Thank you. All right, getting right into it, ignoring the technical glitch that we had. Uh-huh. Remember when Reddit's Wall Street Bets group made GameStop shares skyrocket last month?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, those individuals have been using some of the money that they made to adopt gorillas.
What?
I was just made aware that you have been adopting gorillas through our website. Thank you so much for this incredible support. We are the world's largest and longest running organization that is fully dedicated to gorilla conservation. Every day, 365 days a year, we are in the field protecting the world's remaining gorillas and also helping the people who share their forest home. So thank you again so much for your support. It will go a long way in helping our important mission.
That's cool.
They raised $300,000 in 2 days.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
That's good news.
How would you like to meet your neighbors with free beer?
On St. Patrick's Day? Sure.
Right? This is the perfect story for St. Patty's Day. A Florida couple had a brilliant idea to make friends after moving into a new neighborhood by offering some beer.
We moved to Cape Coral in April of 2020.
It was difficult trying to move during a pandemic.
Typically, you would bring people cookies or a pie or invite them over for dinner, but we weren't sure about how people were feeling.
It's always funny to see a sign on the table that says free beer just to get people to stop and turn their head if they were driving by. Say, what did that sign just say?
That was a good idea.
We were able to meet a bunch of people and I think form a really good community bond.
Free beer is a pretty easy way to get people to show up.
Free beer is good news.
It's great news. Free beer anytime is amazing.
Uh-huh.
And last but not least, we're headed to Texas, where a man named Marcos has been donating blood every 2 weeks, specifically platelets, which takes longer.
Mm-hmm.
He's done it about 1,000 times.
Wow.
Well, my motivation is that when I was born, I needed a blood transfusion because I was a preemie. And growing up, my dad told me that a man by the name of Tony Aguilar donated blood to save my life. When I got honored for my 80th gala, I came out in the media and thanked him for it. And he was listening to the news, and I was able to meet the man that donated blood for me 53 years ago. I was able to meet him face to face. That was awesome.
Marcus, you're awesome. That's good news.
Right? Wow. Everybody should be awesome like Marcus. Basically, he just did his 962nd blood donation. He's on his 80th gallon, and he's on track this month to donate 1,000 times. Think of all the lives he's saved.
That's good news.
The good news. Weekday mornings with Tom and Laura on 94KX.
Calm down.
Calm down now. We've got connectivity with Laura. She's 4G
indeed
connected. And we got a Tail Wagon Wednesday coming up. So that's exciting.
Oh, no. Stay connected. Stay connected.
Yeah, yeah. Come stay
on
connected.
Now.
We got to do
just
this.
Just digitized.
Here's the deal. Before we meet our new furry friend that you can adopt from the Danville SPCA, I would like mm-hmm. to pay tribute to my favorite Tail Wagon Irishman, Murphy the Morning Show Dog. There it is.
Oh, well, thank you so much.
He is an Irishman at heart. With a name like Murphy, right?
The Murfinator.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Murphy is a solid Irish name. We have to put Murph in the bedroom this morning, though, because
uh-oh.
Our four-legged friend with our girl Jen from the Pennsylvania SPCA Center at Danville
okay.
is actually a kitty cat.
Ooh, so the boys have to go in the back room while Jen comes into the house with a cat. Let's see if we can get that.
I'm going to grab my mask, go out, meet Jen in the driveway, but then it's tough to meet a kitty cat outside. But the good news is that all of the dogs that they had this week have been adopted.
Wow. So that leaves like just for Tail Wagon Wednesday, which is a good thing. So no puppies, no doggies. We have a cat today. So you'll be able to see this cat Facebook Live at 8:15, and we'll talk a little bit before that. All on the way next hour.
With Tom and Laura in the morning on a Tail Wagon Wednesday on 94KX.
94.1 WQKX. Tom and Laura. Tom and Laura in the morning. 94KX.
Tom and Laura and Jen and a cat named Sandy, actually, right?
Yes, that's right. A cat named Sandy has joined us. Jen and I are hanging out here. And interestingly enough, because it's a little cold to have Sandy outside in the crate, you wouldn't be able to meet him appropriately. So we're hanging out in the office. We've got our masks on, and Tyrone and Felix actually are being really friendly.
Ah, now Tyrone and Felix are two of Laura's cats for the audience that hasn't figured out Laura's entire petting zoo yet. So all the
cats... I can run down the list. So the four cats are Tyrone, Felix, Seymour, and Penelope, or as we call her, Fat Peeps.
Okay.
And then we have, of course, Murphy the Morning Show Dog and Mackie Doodles, a.k.a. MacGyver. And then the horses and all are up at the farm.
Yeah, but Jen is hanging out with a cat that we need to get a home, right?
Yes, that's right. Jen, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I missed you last month, Laura.
Listen, I was on death's doorstep after shot number two of that vaccine. I'm not going to lie.
That's great. Well, honestly, this is my first time meeting your cats, too. So this is exciting for everybody. That's because I brought them a very handsome new playmate today.
And it's so funny. If we look, so we have the door closed, and you can see the little paws going back and forth, Tom.
They're in the hallway.
Trying
in the hallway.
To meet each other.
Oh, that's nice. So tell us about Sandy's a boy?
Yes, Sandy is a boy. He's a very handsome gentleman. He's a little bit of a longer hair cat, so he does have those handsome, sexy locks as well to go with it.
Okay.
What's Sandy's backstory, Jen? Like, where did he come from? Because you guys are out of dogs. You're almost out of cats. So Sandy was one of the only adoptable pets you have right now, but that's a good thing.
Yeah, so Sandy is actually kind of a funny story. Someone brought him into us as a stray, and he escaped in between their car and the shelter. So he was actually running loose at our shelter for about a week.
Oh, no.
Until we finally caught him with a trap. He was up in our trees. He was up over in our neighbor's fields. And then we finally got him. We're like, oh, no, because, like, we're thinking this is going to be a feral cat. And he just, he just loves people. He's rubbing up on the trap. He wants to love everybody. So he's been at the shelter since then, hopefully trying to find a home.
Wow. All right. So we want to get Sandy a home. That's what Tail Wagon Wednesday is all about, right, Laura?
That's right. And we want to say a big thank you to Wicked Dog Grill in Sealands Grove for, of course, sponsoring our adoptable pet every single month. We have 100% success record with this, and normally within 24 hours anymore. So Sandy already has made friends with both of my cats and myself. He's vocal. He's purring. I can't wait for you guys to meet him on Facebook Live.
All right. Facebook Live coming up next with Laura and Jen from the Danville SPCA. Tail Wagon Wednesday.
With Tom and Laura in the morning on 94KX.
You're listening to Tom and Laura on 94KX.
I guess you got to find the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, Bruno. There you have it. Happy St. Patrick's Day. I wanted to change the cat's name on Tail Wagon Wednesday to like...
Oh, yeah?
But then we found out that Sandy was a boy. I wanted to change his name to, like, Sandy Colleen O'Connor or something, you know?
But then we maybe thought, it could be Sandy, like Sandy Patrick. I don't know. Sandy Patrick O'Pause.
I see what you did there. There you go. Let's see if we could get Sandy a home on St. Patrick's Day. That would be a great thing. Hey, do you say...
That would be amazing.
Do you say St. Paddy's Day or do you say St. Paddy's Day? A D or a T?
A T, St. Paddy's, because Patrick, P-A-T.
Believe it or not, most Irish people of Irish heritage say Paddy with a D because
really?
The word Patrick is actually spelled with a D, Gaelic. How?
No way.
Yeah. The patron saint of Ireland is Saint Patrick, which is Patrick in English. So there you have it.
That is so interesting.
So I thought I'd dig up a little trivia there for you. So it's spelled P-A-D-R-A-I-G. So it's St. Patrick's Day. See that?
I like it.
I like it a lot. My first daughter is named Abigail. We spelled it the Irish way, and no one knows what her name is when they look at it. They're like, what? What? It is spelled, basically, Irish, the way you would say it if you were in Ireland. The name is Abigail. A-B-A-I-G-E-A-L. Abigail. So there's a lot of Irish out there that we don't even realize is Irish. It's kind of cool.
That's very cool.
Hey, you know what today is? I'm sure it's not a coincidence. It's National Corned Beef and Cabbage Day. Mmm, yummy.
Guess what Boucher is cooking for dinner tonight?
Well, with a name like Boucher, it's got to be kielbasa and pierogies.
Kielbasa and cabbage? Actually, she replaced the kielbasa with some corned beef, and we're having corned beef and cabbage this evening for dinner.
So am I. I can't wait to start preparing it this afternoon. Another little known fact, corned beef doesn't have any corn in it. The phrase corned actually means preserved in a salty brine. So there you have it. Enjoy your corned beef and cabbage tonight.
Mm. Delicious.
Tom and Laura in the top of the morning.
Right here on 94KX.
Tom and Laura.
Tom and Laura. 94KX.
Tom is here and Laura hits the road this weekend.
Ooh. Indeed I do. I'm headed to Blaze Alexander Ford in Lewisburg. Me and Shoney are going to hang on out. I think we're talking trucks.
I like how you say me and Shoney are going to hang out.
Yeah.
It is truck month, and you'll get details on that coming up next. But great deals going on, and Laura hanging out at Blaze Alexander.
That's right. I'm also basically just in it for the free food that they have every Saturday. Not going to lie.
He knows how to do it, Blaze Alexander Ford. Free lunch for customers every Saturday. So have a lunch. And meet Laura Good. How much better can that get, huh?
I mean, free food, me, big trucks, Lewisburg, nice weather on Saturday, 11 to 2. Be there. It's
mommy. This is Tom and Laura, weekday mornings on 94KX.
I don't know if Chad is Irish. Evans is probably a Welshman. But anyway, Chad Evans on the way next. Mark Stevens this afternoon. Tom and Laura wrapping up a St. Paddy's Day show. Wow.
And you know what? I felt like I needed to share a St. Patrick's Day thought of the day.
Okay. I've had several sent to me, so thank you to people who are texting me different Irish sayings and all this. But your thought for the day will be Irish today, then?
A little bit. Okay. It's just a nice thought. So I thought we could go traditional and do an Irish blessing, but people have heard that before. So I wanted to go a little different.
Okay, go ahead.
So think of the shamrock.
Mm-hmm.
For each petal on that shamrock, this brings a wish your way. Good health, good luck, and happiness. For today is St. Patrick's Day, but I wish for you all of those things every day.
Ah, very nice. I appreciate
you.
That. I wish you a happy St. Paddy's Day, Laura, with an Irish toast. There are good ships, there are wood ships, there are ships that sail at sea. But mm-hmm. the best ships are friendships, and may they always be.
Yay! Slangeval, my Thomas.
Slangeval. Have a good day, everybody.
Bye, guys.